You're listening to The Brian and Gina Show, the official podcast of LA Magazine. Here are your hosts, Brian and Gina.
Hello and welcome to The Brian and Gina Show, the official podcast of Los Angeles Magazine. I'm Brian Bishop.
I'm Gina Grad.
Very exciting show today. No guests. It's been too long, Gina, isn't it?
Yeah.
You and I hang out.
We really do. It really has been a while. And I did, you know, caution everyone last week that you were on assignment. And I very clandestine, very mysterious, shrouded in secrecy.
You know,
I could reveal nothing. You told me, you gave me nothing. So we have all been waiting with bated breath to find out, you know, on assignment. Is he in Afghanistan? Is he
all of it revealed shortly? Gina took up. You crossed multiple state lines, yes.
I did. I flew to the Great Unwashed, as they were once referred to many years ago, to my landlocked home of Kansas.
Oh, you had the pilgrimage home.
I did. And it wasn't just a vacation. And I wish I had the prop that I forgot in Kansas, but we're all probably better off because a piece of me came out of my body and it was put in a cup. And I don't have it to show you, unfortunately, but I'll tell you all about it.
The mind is reeling with possibilities.
So where the hell were you?
Oh, and also the return of listener questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's been too long. We welcome people into the studio here and have lots of questions and things to talk to them about. But it's nice just to get back to you and me and the listeners.
Yeah, get back to basics. Sometimes we need that, especially, you know, it's not like they're binging a Netflix series. You know, if we have a new listener, they're going to jump in now. They don't know our origin story. So now would be a good time to, you know, get some of that out.
True. Well put.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Are we starting with my sojourn?
Please. This
is such a letdown. It was Los Angeles Unified School District's spring break. And we've sort of, I guess, verbally and non-verbally made a pact to get, you know, Tess out in the world, you know, go places with her, take little trips, little and big. We obviously went to London and Paris over New Year, this last week, you know, over New Year's. And that was lovely. And we decided, let's go somewhere spring break. Let's go somewhere easy, close, fun, warm, because it's been very rainy here in Los Angeles.
Can I guess?
Yes. I think you might know where I'm going with this.
I don't.
Oh.
I mean, well, now I might have a clue, but my guess was Palm Springs.
Just a little past that to our favorite resort in the desert, the Fairmont Scottsdale Princess. We've talked so much about them that I don't want this to come across as an ad. I will remind everyone, as always, no money has changed hands. We just really enjoy going there. And
hold on, because we work for two litigators. Mm-hmm. No money changed hands, but also no money changed hands. So I'm
neither way. I'd like to point that out. And one of the bigwigs over there is a fan of more of Gina than of me. Yeah. But, you know, I ride your coattails.
That's right.
It's all the way to Scottsdale, Arizona. We're a nice little spring break, an abbreviated spring break. We flew out on Wednesday and flew back on Saturday because Sunday, of course, is Easter.
Right.
And you wouldn't know, Gina, of course, but God forbid the Easter Bunny doesn't know where you are. You're not at home. And that's the whole thing.
Oh, I know. Because one time last summer, if you'll recall, the Easter Bunny somehow found us in Solvang and set up the whole Easter egg hunt in the adjacent hotel room. So I know that Easter Bunny is really good at finding children. Yeah. Much to the detriment of the parents.
In fact, speaking of detriment of the parents, it was raining quite heavily on the late night before Easter and Easter morning. So we decided that the Easter Bunny was going to lay eggs, hide eggs inside the house this year. That came as a surprise to our 7-year-old daughter and frankly to me too. But hey, the Easter Bunny can get inside the house and hide the eggs.
If Santa can do it, the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy can do it. And, you know, I think that that's a smart choice because the bunny doesn't want to be in the rain and the bunny doesn't want to watch kids in the rain. So it works out well.
The bunny doesn't want muddy paws.
No, thank you. So, and oh, by the way, because I know whose house we're dealing with when the Easter Bunny visits. Was there lots of like extra sprinkly magic that's going to make everybody else's Easter Bunny look bad?
Not nearly as much as you might suspect. Yeah. However, it was done. It was a solid 9 out of 10.
Of course,
in terms
it was.
Of opulence.
Now let's back up a little bit. You went to the Fairmont. And just give us some of the overviews, because that was not my weekend.
Oh, so all right. The vacation, I have to say, started ignominiously, if you will, Gina, because we were on the plane ready to go, the short, whatever it is, 70-minute flight to Phoenix. And we're sitting on the plane. It's maybe 40% full. This is the middle of a day on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
And so we're like, oh, this is great. Kind of stretch out and, you know, don't have to worry about jamming on and off the plane. And we're sitting there for a few extra minutes, not moving. All of a sudden the captain comes on. He's like, folks, I apologize, but we're going to have to deplane.
Oh, and, no.
I'm sorry, what?
No, now, we're not doing that.
That's a bad sign.
Yeah.
That's
not a broken tray table.
No, the explanation we got, I've never heard this, and I'm interested in our aviation expert listeners. They said that the plane was originally scheduled to go to another much farther destination than Phoenix, and thus it had too much fuel and needed to have some let out. I don't know. I don't know that why that would precipitate getting off the plane to do that, but whatever.
Wait a second. We
were deplaned.
If that is the explanation, he's saying that the plane only stays in the air when it has the right amount of fuel for the right destination.
Yeah. Why cut it so close?
And the fact that it was only 40% full means that you're all good, right?
The explanation seems specious to me, but again, I don't think the airlines are under any FAA obligation to legally tell you why they're getting off the plane. Like the wheel may have fallen off the landing gear. Who knows?
Right.
Point is, better safe than sorry. It's super annoying. The first thing we did, because we're flying a different airline. This was done with points on America. Normally we're Alaska or Southwest.
Sure.
We're like, okay, well, this is going to be a while, most likely. Let's see if there's a lounge here in this terminal, because Christy has the priority pass or the Amex Platinum card. So we're like, this is why I pay all that money. This is why I pay the $500 a year fee or whatever it is. When this happens, we can go sit in a lounge.
Yeah.
And drink whiskey.
And eat soup.
And whatever. And that's Tessa, of course. Then whatever else we want to drink.
Right.
No lounge whatsoever. So we're sitting here with schlubs with the unwashed masses.
Oh,
terrible. With the groundlings just wallowing in filth.
The hoi polloi.
And so they do the thing, you know, the thing they always do, which is like, oh, it'll be delayed 20 minutes. Oh, it'll be delayed another 20 minutes. Oh, another 20. Next thing you know, it's like an hour. And I, in my mind, I've already counted for an hour. I'm like, we're not getting out of here until at least an hour from now. Thankfully, not as bad as it could have been, because about an hour and 20 after the delay, we got back on the plane, and they must have missed a bunch of connections or something, because now the plane was like 60% full.
Huh.
But this is a minor inconvenience in the grand scheme of things. But we got there.
Magic number. 20 is just enough to not have people throw a fit. So you just keep throwing out 20, 20, 20, and then they deal with it.
Yeah, if you announce so, this would be an hour and 20 minutes, so the people lose their minds.
Yeah. So you got there.
It's still the middle of the day. It's beautiful weather. It's not as nice as it could be in Phoenix at this point in March, late March, obviously. But over the next few days, it warmed up. And by the time we had our last full day there, it was 80 degrees, sunny, no clouds in the sky. It was perfect. They were nice enough to put us up in a privado suite, which is great, because with the 7-year-old, she gets her own pull-out bed, her own room. I mean, it's not, you know, close the door room, but it's like on the other side of the suite, partitioned off with the TV and the whole thing. And
I hope because of this, you acted in a manner befitting of privado.
Yeah, the monocle. I was twirling my cane.
because when our producer Gary and his family went and they were in the privado and their child would start acting up, they would say, oh, no, 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 that is not very privado of you.
It's not very privado.
I hope you acted in the proper manner.
For people looking to do this on their own, I do recommend it. It's a great resort. We were on the upstairs floor last year when we went. This year, we were downstairs and we're like, oh, what's the big difference? Blah, blah. Downstairs, because you're not on top of anybody, is hardwood as opposed to the upstairs, which is the carpet. And so if that's a big difference to you, be forewarned that you can choose between hardwood and a good carpet.
I never thought about that. We've only been on the bottom, and I thought a perk was to watch dudes shank the ball into your little yard and be like,
that happened.
Yeah, it does.
We came outside. Christy's brother and his wife and his family live in Phoenix. So we got together with them. They came over and played at the pool. They have two little ones. So that was a great time. But then we retired to our privado suite.
That's right.
Where we observed a golf ball no more than 3.5 feet away from us. Like, well, that was dangerously close to humans and windows.
Windows, yeah.
But and bunnies, of course, you know, there's all sorts of rabbits and wildlife out there to amuse the kids.
Well, speaking of that, where they privado, Fairmont goes all out for holidays. Was there any Easter decorations?
Yes, there were decorations. The place is beautiful. Flowers everywhere, lights everywhere. I don't believe they lean too hard into Easter in terms of nothing will compare to the Christmas holiday decoration situation they have. That said, you know, it's I would say tastefully appointed.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it was lovely. And so first thing we did, we go right to the pool with the water slides. Competitive seating, as you can imagine, during spring break.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. We managed. The next day, we got there in the morning, 10 o'clock. It was the afternoon because we had massages. Yes. Not couples massage, one after the other. And we checked Tessa, our daughter, into the kids club there. Has your little one done the kids club there?
No, Brian, we've never brought him because, I said, taking him with us is just babysitting in a new state.
I thought you brought him for the holiday, whatever.
Is it okay to say we totally left him at home?
No, I'm actually impressed.
Yeah, we tend to just, it's our little game.
Good for you. Hell yeah. Anyway, if and when you do bring the little one out to the desert, the kids club is great. Tessa loved it. It did not take a lot of arm twisting to get her to do it again because they do arts and crafts. They make s'mores. It's like an indoor camp thing, basically. Right. And then it gets more elaborate. Like on the third day, she did it three days in a row. On the third day, they went fishing and they're like in the lagoon. They gave the kids poles.
We're talking.
They gave the kids poles and they went fishing in the lagoon. It wasn't as great as it could have been, but she liked the idea, you know what I mean, of going fishing. She made a new friend. She made a little friend, Frankie, out there from Las Vegas.
Cute.
Yeah, that's very cute.
Frankie is from Las Vegas.
Of course. And then by the end, you know, we have the option to pick her up at 11:30, or if she wants to stay for lunch, then it's 1 or 1:30. By the end, she was all in for lunch. Yeah. It was a whole thing. So mommy and daddy got some quiet time, which is nice. Great. I assume you've been to the pool at the top of the spa.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, great pool. It's small, but it's very quiet, very private.
With the floating beanbag chairs. Yeah.
Yes, although Christy pointed out, they're not there this time. Must be
It's probably because they're sick of watching their guests humiliate themselves trying to get in it.
Out.
Yeah, I look like I've had 18 shots of vodka trying to get up on that thing.
It's a whole body workout. It's a zero resistance climb.
Well, that's the kids club. See, this could be a game changer because I don't want to just be schlepping a whining child in another city. So
it's nice because you can do it for the first half of the day. So you can still get in some nice. Plus, it gets hot. The hottest part of the day is 2 to 4.
Right.
So you really got that second half of the day to go jump in the pool, do a little thing.
I love that.
It's great.
I love that.
I did get a massage. I indulged and got the 90-minute massage, which I know is new to you, but that's what we all do.
It's too long.
That's what everyone does.
Okay.
Male masseuse didn't like that.
It
wasn't a problem. That said, what was a problem?
Huh.
Of the 90 minutes, I swear to you, he spent a minimum of 40 minutes on my back, just rubbing and rubbing and rubbing. And like, I'm a soft boy, Gina. I don't have back problems. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not the kind of guy like, oh, I've been lifting concrete for the last week. Like, no,
right.
This is it. This is the extent of my, my exercise talking to you.
You're up with
the guns.
Sure.
Yeah. Massage my jaw, for God's sake.
Yeah.
And so he's like, it got to the point where I'm thinking to myself, well, it's got to be done soon. Nope. Nope. Kept going.
Maybe your back was just so supple, he was transfixed.
Yes. He might have got his hands stuck in the soft,
in the
fleshy
fascia
part. Yeah, and the oysters, and you couldn't get it out. And that's
okay. So you had
he was working his fist the whole time.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So have you ever had a male massage before? A male masseur?
Maybe once or twice. Actually, I take that back. So I delineate in my life between like massages at the spa, where this is, you know, it's a relaxing, soothing, you know, experience, and like therapeutic massages,
like the rub and tuck. What did you say?
Oh, no. There's another name for the same thing.
Okay. I thought
no, that's the therapeutic massages I've gotten at like physical therapy, which are still 60-minute massages, but they're much more clinical, I guess you would say.
Yeah,
There's no locker room. Let's put it out. You're not showing up in a bathrobe and slippers.
Right, right.
So I've gotten several from male masseuses there. At that point, I think I'm a massage therapist, but this was a masseur.
Okay, so you say you didn't have a problem with it, and I believe you mostly.
With the male part of it?
Yeah, yeah. Right. I mostly believe you. I believe that you intellectualizing it, you had no problem with it.
Sure.
But if we're really talking,
so,
and you could have chosen.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, so problem is a loaded word. Preference? Yes, I'll always take the female masseuse. There's no question.
Why is that?
This was assigned to me, and thus I was like, who cares?
If you make a big stink about it, then it's like, protesting.
Yeah, I thought about that too. I was like, do I say something to the front desk?
And you don't know. So are you afraid, as it's been said so many times, that your body is going to have natural reactions to being...
Mm. Oh, my body.
Your body.
Yeah, I'm afraid. I'm nervous. I'm afraid for him that he's going to get a look at this and be like, it's over.
I'm sorry. I got to finish now.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. Huh. That's mighty nice of you.
But he picks up the phone and is like, honey, I'm sorry. It's over. No, I'm not worried about that.
Okay.
No, it's.
I get it. I think it's our culture because, like, if I have a female massage therapist, I have no thoughts about it. But if I have a male, it's like, that's kind of fine too, I guess. But dudes don't want dudes. It's culture.
It's probably just my reptilian, unevolved brain. Like, the same reason, I don't know, the same reason, like, I don't know. Like women like coaching, like, you know, like flag football. And I'm like, they're probably doing just as good a job, if not better. Mm-hmm. But in my reptilian brain, I'm like, I usually see a dude out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just the norms that have been ingrained.
And to your point, I don't really care who it is. My husband would far prefer me get a female. So I don't think anybody wants... I don't think any men tend to want the male massage around them or their spouses.
They don't want it anywhere near anyone.
That's kind
just
of
my, other people.
It's what I'm seeing now. Okay. So you had an intimate, seductive massage.
That's right. 40 minutes on the back. Minimum. It could have been 45.
Awesome.
Yeah. Overall, it was a lovely experience. I did the steam room afterwards, got all very sweaty. And here's the move. you bring in the ice cold water, right, in the cup. You also bring in the ice cold towel, the hand towel, because now you're sipping the cold water and, you know, you're dabbing, you know, with the towel. It's a good time.
The best.
And then you'd be so proud of me, right into the cold plunge.
Good for you.
In fact,
It's not that impressive when you're burning your ass off in a steam room, but I get it.
That's the only way I can do it.
Yeah,
just to get nice and hot beforehand and then right into the cold plunge. I will say there was a dude. So the way this is set up, it goes steam room on one end, basically cold plunge on the other. In between, there's a hot tub. And so there's a dude in the hot tub just kind of lounging there. And I come out of the steam room. I jump in the cold plunge. I come out and he goes, braver man than me.
I'm like, you get to look like a badass.
I know. Yeah, little does he know.
You were already 105 degrees.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
What's the dress code up in the male part of that locker room in the spa area?
Most the couple of dudes that I saw sort of, you know, draped in a towel, sort of loincloth situation. Oh. I was wearing swim trunks because I knew I was going. I'm a little uptight. I knew I was going to be getting into the pool on the same day, so I'm like, I'm not going to bother. You know what I mean? Going through all the permutations of outfit changing.
But if you weren't, would you go full loincloth?
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, that's how I've done it historically. I love the steam room of the sauna. I'm a big proponent.
A lot of ladies go, you know, just a couple of washcloths too.
Like a couple,
just wherever, you know, one on top. What, like a
throw them in the air where they land.
It's like they're graduating. Woo! Okay, I was just curious how the dudes are doing it on their side.
Yeah. Loincloth situation. Okay. And then, you know, we've been over it before, but the dinners are so great. La Hacienda, the Mexican joint, they do the tableside guacamole. Oh, so good.
Did anyone around you, because that's really all you need is the smell. Did anyone around you get the like cinnamon cocoa alcohol dessert, you know, like with the cart? Oh. The flambé.
No, I don't believe anyone did.
Best smell.
We're so full. I know. That's terrific. We're so full by the end. Speaking of full, got myself some Australian Wagyu at Bourbon Steak.
Again?
I've been dreaming about it for 365 days.
That's great. Fantastic.
Yeah, that's mostly it. Then we did, I will leave you with this. On the last day, we did a family barbecue at the brother-in-law's house in Phoenix. And I will say this. He is not the first. He's a semi-serious barbecue. I would say of all the people I know, he's top five.
Pro-am.
Serious. Yeah, I have one friend who like joined like the barbecue competition circuit.
Amazing.
So that's where the bar is. He was there for a while. So the ribs and brisket were on the menu. I will say, he is not the first person to swear by Costco ribs. I have had many barbecue friends who are like, yeah, great meat at Costco. And they were fantastic.
Wow. That's really good to know.
Because would think like, you know, some sort of, you know, high-end boutique-y kind of
butcher,
place.
Yeah.
No?
That's awesome. Oh, it makes
I have had great ribs better. Now multiple times from Costco. I mean, cooked well, of course.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. We all need to know that because, frankly, that's where all of us were going anyway. So I'm glad that it's validated. And that's a perfect dovetail because, boy, you said barbecued brisket, and I guess this is where I pick up the mantle.
Please.
So I did not go to a 5-star resort. Well, mom does her best.
There you go.
But we were in Kansas City at mom's house, the house I grew up in, which the older I get, the more I realize that is not normal. Like most of my friends, a lot of them, their parents don't still have the house they grew up in.
Oh, sure.
So that's pretty cool that, you know, it's still my room is my room. And, you know, well, she moved all of her computers and shit and her treadmill in it. But anyway, it's still my room. And we had a great time. We got there late Friday night. We always go to Chinese when we get there just because that's our thing.
How long was the trip?
We got there Friday night. We left Tuesday night.
Oh, nice.
So a long-ish weekend. It was all we could swing. We watched some of Looper last night. So just please.
Looper, the movie?
Yeah, it's like one of my favorite movies.
I love that movie.
I was going to say, if I start talking weird, just know it's because we watched Looper again last night.
Oh my God, that's a 5-star movie.
Agreed. But I was going to say, like, my paths sort of split. We had like a dual trip at the same time because we were there just to visit and we didn't realize it was Easter weekend. We didn't realize anything. And I certainly didn't think I was going to be having surgery. Turns out I did it all. There's nothing you can't do in Overland Park, Kansas. By the way, I don't recall it, or maybe I just didn't notice. It's Overland Park, Kansas is lousy with medical centers.
So I was going to say, where does one get surgery out there at the university?
Anywhere one wants. There are medical plazas and hospitals every 14 feet. So I don't know if we're the healthiest or the least healthy people on the planet. But long story short, one of my lifelong friends who literally I've known since he was 2, so I was 3. And I mean, we were sort of raised together and our parents are, you know, my mom and his mom were great friends. We still have the little, you know, traveling band of, you know, gypsies in Kansas. And one of her sons, my friend, grew up to be a renowned otolaryngologist, ENT.
His lucky wife.
Oh, she's amazing. And he didn't just decide to be a doctor. He decided to be a doctor and also own an entire practice with multiple buildings and a hospital and a sleep clinic and a health building and everything. He's the man.
Is he the richest man in Kansas?
One of. Well, don't forget we have Mahomes and Kelsey.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, they are technically residents, you're right?
And well, technically they're Missouri, but let's just count them together because you know, Kansas City, Kansas, Kansas City, Missouri, virtually the same thing. And he decided to buy a house or two in it, which backyard butts up against the clinic. So like, he's really got it figured out.
He walks to work,
literally. Like he jumps over his fence. So he goes, you know, come in Saturday. I want to take a CT scan of this thing you keep talking about, this ear thing. I was like, okay.
Oh, that's right. The ear thing.
The weird, like, remember when Dr. Javelin Fist tried to pull part of my skull out and I couldn't hear for a week? So he goes, I want to see this for myself. So we do the CT scan and he finds all kinds of fun stuff in my face. Cause you know, you get like the 360 view.
Show it.
I mean, he should have sent it to me, but
you have a right to that. You can get it.
That's true. It's my face.
Yes, it is.
You know,
as one who has got many of his own medical records, yes, right. You are right to that.
Well, you know, the conversation's about to be fucking lit when he says, all right, I don't want to talk shit on other doctors, but look at your sinus right here. Like just shit talking. Like He didn't even bother closing this side back up when he did your sinus surgery. And look at that. Do you have headaches? Because you have a pocket full. I don't know what they perforated. Like, I mean, going into my face and just showing the horror show. And I was laughing so hard because, you know, who knew?
So this is your friend. He's probably not trying to upsell you on like, oh, you know, you could go with the brass pipes, but copper's the only way to go.
No, it was more just like, this is fun for him because he doesn't really have to have his proper bedside manner on a Saturday morning when I'm the only one in the entire building. So he goes, yeah, I'll take it out. I was like, okay, what are we talking? Because I'm not doing general.
First of all, what is it?
Good question. So he said it was like an osteoma. And he goes,
oh, it's never good.
But here's the thing. He goes, I don't remember you doing any of this, but were you like some sort of cold water swimming enthusiast? And I was like, no. He goes, have you taken to surfing in the last
few years? Do you have an eel or a parasite lodged in your sinuses?
Well, this is the crazy thing. I was like, what are you talking about? I'm an indoor cat. And it's like, you know, that meme that says, I'm not outdoorsy, I'm outsidey. And that's okay. Me.
Yeah, sure.
I want to be nice and comfy, in a field, but I want to be laying down. I'm outside-y. No.
I'm down to look at trees.
Exactly. I'll stroll through an arboretum. So, I said, no, why? He goes, they don't know exactly what the connection is, but people with osteomas and ectosisomas, something, tend to be surfers and swimmers. And they think it might be like some old genetic coding of like trying to like grow something over your eardrum to like keep it as almost like a protection, but they don't know. And I was like, yeah, no, I don't know what you're talking about. So this thing has been growing in my ear for years. It's a giant bone, wrapped in skin. It just covered my eardrum.
Couldn't hear shit. Odd.
Yeah. So he goes, I'll take it out. And I was like, cool. But like, what are we talking here? He's like, I don't know. I go, I don't want general anesthesia. I still have two more days on my trip. My husband's here. I don't want to just like sit around and like not remember.
Yeah. Yeah. Gina, so, what you've accomplished in radio and broadcasting with this affliction is inspiring.
Oh, thank you. I've been through it. So, yeah, I don't know how long it's been in there. So we go, okay, I'll do it. Okay, I'll do it. So that's earmarked for, he goes, yeah, come around 11, I'll take it out. I'm like, you seem awfully confident. And I would never put up with this from a regular, like a doctor who wasn't my friend. But when because I get real crazy with the medical questions. And when he just starts going, answering any of my questions, like, will it be general? Will it be local anesthesia? Answers every question with, you'll be fine.
Ah, dismissive.
That would be such a ZocDoc review if he was but one of my best friends.
One star, don't recommend.
Oh my God, like, won't tell you anything about your ear. But he said, I'll be fine. And I tend to believe him because he's amazing. So we get on with our life. Saturday, we meet my college friends at the Plaza. It's not the Plaza. It's the Plaza.
Hotel or the Plaza of the university?
Like, neither. The Plaza is like our Beverly Hills. It's like
a
beautiful shopping district. Yes. It's Mission Hills. It's where, you know, you've heard of Hallmark cards. Yes.
Yeah, indeed.
Okay. The Halls family. You've heard of Russell Stover's candy.
Of course.
Okay. They live there. The J.C. Nichols Parkway, the Kaufmans of, you know, the Royals.
Yeah, the heavy hitters.
All the big wigs live or near the Plaza. So it's a beautiful area. It's the sister city of Seville, Spain. I don't know why. They brag that we have the most fountains outside of Paris. Don't know if that's true. Been told that my entire life. It's just a lovely like shopping district. And we went to this beautiful restaurant called Rye and just had a hoot of a time. One of my dear friends, she and her husband are doing not intermittent fasting, but like, we're not going to eat for a few days and see how that shakes out. And she actually had some medical issues, some cancer issues, and has been doing a lot of reading. And I cannot speak to this, but you know, a lot of the reading is fasting really helps regenerate cells and for cancer. And I don't know if you were ever into fasting or not.
Not at all. That's great. I hope it works. And that if she's the what is it? The pithy answer is, hey man, if it works for you and if it gets you confident and like inspired, to run with it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know anything about it, but you know, like I fast like when I'm sleeping, like I don't eat after dinner and I don't
eat. I fast 8 hours every day.
But yeah, I mean, so the reason I'm saying this is because it was a beautiful brunch and we're sitting there and everyone wants to have a drink. Well, when you haven't eaten in 23 hours,
that'll catch up.
You don't need much. It was on, and we had
zero to shit show in 5 minutes.
It was fantastic, but the food was great, and of course, you know, Andy had to order the burnt end hash because that, you know, it's Kansas City.
So so funny. Speaking of Andy, reminds me, Andy, your friend, full circle, reminds me. So I was keto, right, for like 2.5 years. Yep. Ostensibly for, you know, cancer benefits, but also just, you know, for other reasons, my fucking tumor, you know, started growing again, you know? So there is varying data on the efficacy of these, of diet on
right
tumors. But again, if it works for you,
then great.
No grudge.
And your internal organs were like shutting down. Too much high fat for you.
Yeah, I got fatty liver disease.
Yeah, so consult your doctor. So great time. Walked around the Plaza. They have some, you know, these local stores. So when you start seeing me in just every KC, Kansas City, all the shirts, that's why. Kansas City loves them some Taylor Swift. They had Rookie of the Year Chiefs shirts with Taylor Swift on them.
Oh, sure, of course.
I'm just here. Oh, one of the shirts said, like, I'm just here for a light beer and Travis's butt. So I guess that's for a Chiefs game.
Get that draw.
Yeah. I just walked around. Then mom grabbed us and, you know, took us all over downtown. And this is a sports town. And I'm not just talking Royals and Chiefs. You know, we have a NASCAR track.
I'm surprised there's no professional basketball team, but we can talk about that.
True. Later. Because there's Sporting KC, which is one of the FIFA soccer teams. And now the KC Current, which is the women's soccer. Oh. The entire town was in KC Current t-shirts, and they brought this new building, this stadium. And I think it's called, you know, because you wonder how they get these names. Well, technically, I think the studio is in the Power and Light District, and they're the Current. How cute is that? Yeah, he's yawning and thumbs upping.
No, I'm coughing. I don't want to make a loud noise.
Thank you very much.
But yes, the thumb was up. That's good.
So good
radio, good podcast.
Toured the city and did
communicate entirely through hand signals.
Ended the evening at Joe's KC because I had to work. This was when I had to check which brisket I like better. But we did Joe's KC.
What was the verdict?
Well, Joe's KC is the home of the famous Z-Man sandwich, which previous show you heard a lot about, but nobody got it because it's scary. It's big. It's scary. It has onion rings in it. But the very good. The difference with this brisket is it's shaved really thin, almost like for a sandwich.
Sure, sure.
And I wanted my brisket.
Thick, juicy. Yeah.
But it's very good. So ended the night there and then went home. Now I regret this. I thought she would find it funny and kind of quirky. I get stuck on weird. I guess they're called reality shows. Not like Bachelor, but Hoarders, that kind of reality show.
Yeah, yeah. Like a docu-series.
Yeah. Like Intervention and shit.
Sure.
So we forced my mom to watch two episodes of Hoarders and she just sat there almost crying and being like, this is so sad.
It is so sad. I can't watch that show.
I get it. I feel bad for them too. But I'm not making fun. Although one time somebody was missing a few teeth and Andy said, well, they're not hoarding toothbrushes.
But
other than that, it's just the psychosis of it that I'm fascinated. And I'm not I'm not anal retentive, everything in its place in our house, but hoarding stuff is fascinating to me.
I agree. I assume it's encapsulated in the show, but a reverse domino effect of this could have been addressed a long time ago, and yet it's festered.
And everyone says the same thing, either if they're watching the show or if they're on the show. They all say the same thing. You know what I would do? I would just burn the house down, or I would just take everything else out and throw it away. But that's the catch. You can't. You have to get all this shit out of the house with the permission of the hoarder. That's why they have a psychiatrist come in. Oh. And sometimes it's just a wash and we couldn't help you because now we're traumatizing you by taking your old newspaper collection away. So good luck to you. So it's really, it's fascinating. I watch a lot of it.
So
she hated it. Yeah, she hated it. So Sunday was the best because that was the day that Andy and I took the car and went to Lawrence at KU, which I would say I'm an alum, but technically I'm a current student.
That's true. I saw you mounting the Jayhawk.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah,
you were riding the Jayhawk.
Plastic thing.
It only happened. We were only allowed because the campus was closed for Easter. Otherwise, we would have been tasered. But we walked around campus for hours and had so much fun. You'll respect this, right? Are you a stout beer guy?
Generally not, although I will enjoy. I enjoyed a Guinness stout when I was in London.
Okay, so Andy loves stouts. So we go to Free State, the brewery, the best brewery in Lawrence. He had 1, 2, 3, 4 oatmeal stouts.
Wow, that's a man right there.
Then we went to, and he's not a drinker, but beer doesn't really affect
obviously.
Him. But I don't know. We're not drinkers, but he likes a stout. Then we went to the Bourgeois Pig.
Very flavorful. Generally, obviously not all the time, but lower in alcohol content. You know what I mean? They're not there with your IPAs generally.
Hoppy. You know what?
Not the opposite. Not hoppy at all.
Yeah, I don't like. Do you know what an imperial stout is?
It's an extra stout.
Okay, yeah, two of those.
I mean, I'm sure there's a definition that I don't know, but yeah, imperial stout is that's for a man.
Okay, so we had 6 stouts.
That equals 1 imperial stout.
Yeah, he had 2 imperial stouts and 4 oatmeal stouts.
Oh my God, is he dead?
He's fine.
No,
he wasn't really even talking nonsense.
Sounds great.
It was great. I drove. But yeah, we had a great time. You know, got back later and that was our Sunday, just walking around the campus and, you know, going, down memory lane. He loves the Jayhawk. He loves that mascot. It's so bizarre. He's obsessed with our mascot. And unfortunately, Allen Fieldhouse still closed. That's all he wanted to do was go in there, but it's closed for renovation.
The famous basketball arena. Yeah,
that's exactly right. Took our pictures with the statue of James Naismith in his peach basket.
Well, their season is over, right? I mean, they're not still playing, are they?
No, they're not.
Yeah, that was their place.
Yeah.
So yeah, the Fieldhouse is probably closed.
Yes, it's closed till October, but Monday was the day of my amputation. So we go over there.
Oh, boy.
We go over there and I let Andy come in with me for funsies because I'm kind of freaking out. I don't really know what to expect. And my buddy, the doctor's in there with like two nurses and they go, do you want like, what do you want? I'm like, what do you got? And they wheel in. Like
he opens his jacket. He opens his coat.
Opioids galore. Wheel in like a laughing gas, like nitrous oxide machine that you could just take hits off of. Like they don't secure the mask over your face like in the old days. It's your leisure.
So you weren't asleep. You were just going
I was chit-chatting. And so he wears on his glasses, he has like a video camera and there are two giant monitors. So you can't not see what's happening in your head.
Oh, wow.
It's like Clockwork Orange. There's no way to avoid it.
Okay.
So I can see on these giant screens, like he's in my ear and he's digging around and he shoots me with some like, you know, Novocaine, which is or lidocaine or whatever.
Sure.
And I take a huge hit off the laughing gas. Now, I've never talked on nitrous oxide before. I thought that my voice would sound like the Munchkin League, helium. The exact opposite.
Oh, baritone.
I am so mad that Andy didn't get this on video. I sounded exactly like Will Ferrell getting the trank dart in Old School. That's exactly
crazy.
That's exactly what happens to your voice. And I was like,
you guys, does this sound weird?
Like, it's so crazy. And nobody got a video. But I was like,
you guys, I'm scared. Where was your mental acuity at this point? Is it 100%? Is it 75%?
Felt 100 to me.
Wow.
You can ask around. But I was like, once I took a couple hits, they call him doctor in his last name. And I was like, do you guys love Dougie? Isn't he so great?
Nice.
Isn't he like, yes, doctor. Yes. I'm like, no, do you love Dougie's kids? They're so cute. So maybe I wasn't 100.
Okay.
But they did. So at one point I hear a little like, and he's like, it's out. It's done. I'm like, what is it? And they put it in like a urine cup.
Yeah, a little vial, right?
Yeah. And I shook it like a little maraca. It was a little ball of bone with skin around it.
It feels important.
But it was like in my way. So they gave it to me as a parting gift and I forgot it at home. But it was gross. And I'm not someone that like wants to see that shit. So I didn't think anyone else would, but it was gross. I mean, it was gross. But then I could see like they're cleaning out my ear. It's like on all the movie screens. It was wacky, but I felt fine afterwards.
God forbid you ever forget your Alex and Ani. You can just string that around your neck and have a nice conversation piece.
You are so right. But let's try to remember our good jewelry with Alex and Ani. Hey everybody, what's up? It's Gina Grad. And when you're searching for the perfect piece of jewelry, it can be hard to find a brand you trust. Alex and Ani has been creating meaningful jewelry for over 20 years, designing pieces that connect you with all of life's important moments. With an emphasis on value, there is truly something for everyone. They've recently launched their Everyday Collection. I could not love it more. These pieces are made from stainless steel and an advanced water-resistant plating method that doesn't tarnish. It has the look of real gold. It's beautiful. I love these pieces because they feel so classic, but they have so much versatility. Alex and Ani are also featuring some gorgeous pieces that I have right here, like Black Lotus, this gorgeous Black Lotus charm necklace, and their Stay Wild pendant, and their Wings of Protection necklace that have a classic and vintage vintage feel. See that? And of course, you can't forget their signature bangle bracelets, which I'm also wearing. And I have a lot of their stuff. I have the numerology bracelets. I have the hula dancer to commemorate a meaningful trip I took to Hawaii. From classic to bold statement pieces, Alex and Ani makes it easy to sprinkle your personality into each piece or make a truly meaningful gift for someone you care about. Meanwhile, you can take comfort in knowing that you're shopping with a socially conscious brand, as Alex and Ani has donated over $60 million to nonprofits worldwide, connecting fashion and philanthropy in an easy, fun, affordable way. Right now, Alex and Ani is offering our audience 20% off. So check their gorgeous collection out at alexandani.com and use the promo code MEIDAS. That's M-E-I-D-A-S at alexandani.com. Use that promo code at checkout for 20% off your order. Come and get something beautiful. Thank you so much for reminding me. So we just kind of kicked it after that, then went to Q39. I felt a little, maybe it was that day. I don't know. I think it was a little weird about eating after that, but Q39, that's the slabby brisket. That's nice. That's where Andy orders the Vinny. Just know that this was a one-off. That's where Andy orders the barbecued brisket poutine.
See, it went in Rome or Lawrence.
That's right. When in KC, man, got to get the poutine, the French fries with the cheese curds and the gravy and the brisket and the bacon.
Nice.
That was, he had a heyday. So yeah, I like the slab style more than the shave, but brisket, I'm not eating beef for over 20 years was so lame.
Yeah, you're making up for it now. Good for you.
That's all I'm trying to do. Then finally, last day, we had to head out to the Lewisburg Cider Mill. Got to get our cider and our cider donuts.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And a bunch of stuff for the kids, saw some friends, and then
I was going to say, did you bring anything back for the boy?
Oh my God. Like old timey hard candies and like, you know, just like that's, it's a cider.
You bring home a Danny Manning jersey.
That's right. There's so much sports memorabilia. Rex Chapman.
Didn't he go to Kansas? Oh no, he's a Kentucky guy.
I don't know. Yeah. You
no,
don't.
No. Gary, you I know you're tuned out, but look it up.
Or KU and U of K often get mixed up.
I know. I mix those two up all the time. I'm such a West Coast elitist.
I know. But we had a great time. I went shopping in my mom's basement.
Ah, damn.
And U of K, University of Kentucky. And got all our old choose your own adventure books for my stepson.
Oh, nice.
You got to get Tessa into those because in a world where all they want is to have interactive screens, interactive books are kind of awesome.
That's pretty sweet. I didn't think about 26. That.
Yeah, yeah, so good. Fun. So fun. So I brought back all those for him and it was great. We had a great couple of days and, you know, I threw in a surgery. It was awesome.
Yeah, you really packed a lot in.
I did.
And took a lot out.
That's exactly right.
That's good.
And then I can't wait to tell you in a couple weeks, we'll be going to the desert for, you know, my like hippie shit. And we're dog sitting right now. So when you hear the crying, it might be the child, but chances are it's the dog. Did you say you had a movie review?
I did. Yeah, we got time for this. You'll be interested in this because I saw a documentary, a short one. It's only 69 minutes, which cannot be a coincidence considering what this documentary is about.
Okay.
It's called simply Hendry. It's a Phil Hendry documentary.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm dying to see it.
Let me get my notes. I'm going, no, I should have prepared for this.
Google Phil Hendry if you're not familiar. He was a one-man band of radio comedy gold.
So Phil Hendry is very well known in LA, but he was syndicated across the country at one point. So I feel like this is applicable to a lot of listeners. It's a 2024 documentary directed by Patrick Reynolds, and it features interviews with Bill Hader, Judd Apatow, Kevin Pollak, Henry Rollins, Derek Waters from Drunk History, Wayne Fetterman, and our friend Dana Gould's in there as well. 8.7 on IMDb. This is a landing with people, which is nice. It's a great, it's short, as you can imagine, 69 minutes.
Right.
It's a profile of Phil Hendry, a legendary radio host, both out here in LA and nationwide. And Phil's, I would call it his gimmick, but it was more of like a trick. It was this incredible ability to So what he would do is he would host the show. Hey, I'm Phil Hendry. You're on the blah, blah, blah. Welcome to the show. Let's take a call and let's talk to so-and-so who wants to raise taxes, but only on poor people or some absurd.
Something controversial, to say the least.
Absurdly controversial.
Yes.
And so he would pose as that expert or caller by speaking into a phone that was directly going into his show.
Like
so
filtered.
He'd have a conversation with himself. Yeah. He'd be like, what do you mean you want to raise? Well, there's time over the phone. Well, there's time those poor people pay their own way. Blah, blah, blah. And then the real trick was he would get actual callers to call in and argue with the expert, I'm making air quotes here, who was actually him, while he, Phil Hendry, moderated this debate. And I say moderated, really incited.
Yes.
So it was a magnificent act.
It's sleight of hand.
It really was. It was radio magic.
Yeah.
To which many of the talking head experts, Kevin Pollak and Bill Hader and on, were like, yeah, it took me a week or two of listening to realize he's doing all these characters.
And women, old people, I mean, anything. He was incredible. And the timing, he would talk so, not fast, but he would do it so well that it would almost sound like he was talking over himself.
Yeah, there was a little of like, you've heard of sleight of hand, like sleight of ear, where like you're like, oh, he's obviously talking over this person.
Like he's cutting him off. Cutting himself off.
Yep. He's timing it exquisitely. So that's great. The documentary is very good. If anything, I could have used more. Like this could have been a 90-minute documentary with a little more in there. But as it is, if you have any love for Phil Hendry, for LA radio, for talk radio in general, I would recommend this. It's rentable for like $4.99 across Prime or Apple TV. Actually, I was having issues with the download that I bought, that I rented. So if you're the filmmaker and you see that two rentals came in almost simultaneously, one on Apple and one on Prime, that was me. So enjoy.
Okay. Yeah, that's a tip. A little extra.
But yeah, Hendry.
Solid
rec.
Thank you for reminding me. I was dying to see it and I didn't know if it was available yet. And so thank you.
It's been out for like a week.
Oh, I missed it completely. Okay. I am dying to see. So
Gary wants to know which one worked best. Gary, it was 100% user error. I had a charging cord plugged in that was messing up the playback. So I ended up watching Amazon Prime. I have no doubt that the Apple TV would have worked just fine.
Worked fine. I know we don't have really, if we took 5 minutes, you want to do like one or two listener questions or should we save them?
No, let's do at least one just so we can wet the palate.
And, yes.
We want to send us questions, about anything and all, you know, LA centric is preferred, but, we'll answer anything. Yeah. Any good question you send at Bald Brian, at Gina Grad. That is a cute dog.
This is a werewolf. I call him Stinker Bell.
That's an Ewok.
Yeah. This is a very ungroomed, brushed out Shih Tzu.
Yes,
and
it is.
He's a massive overbite and he's my baby and he's a Tasmanian devil. And now the only way I can keep him from chewing on the foam that insulates the studio is to put him on my lap.
He's very cute. What's his name?
His name is Gigi, which apparently is Ukrainian for grandpa because that's what he looks like.
Okay.
All right. So what do we got?
This one I think is more for me, but we can both talk about it.
Okay.
Mole at the Mole 14 asked me, what movie is most realistic portraying a cancer battle? He also asked, why are you so smug? I assume that's for you.
You sure those weren't for me?
Yeah. And then on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you hate Dave Feeney? Do you know who Dave Feeney is?
No.
Oh, good. That makes me so happy. No. Dave's a good guy. He hosted Dave's of Thunder with Dave Damaschek.
Oh, with Dave Damaschek. Okay.
Great show. I mean, I aspire to someday do a show as good as theirs. It's very funny. He's a comedy writer. Illustrious.
Sure, I'm
career.
Looking him up.
He claims, dubiously, Gina, that I big time at Dan Tana's, I believe it was. He's like, I heard about this on the show. He's like, I saw Bob Bryan there, and he gave me the hi-hat. He walked right past me. I'm like, Dave, I don't know that I'd recognize you at that point. It was probably 2013, and God knows I was drinking. So if it happened, I probably was responsible for that. Produced by Gary Smith, by the way.
Amazing. Yeah. Okay, so you hate Dave Feeney.
No, I love Dave. Dave and I have had a cordial conversation in the interim. He's a good guy and a very funny guy. Yes, I was just thinking about this last night randomly because my mom is in town. She just walked in the door, so I'm overdue to greet her. Visiting for a couple of days. And I was thinking about that movie. Have you seen 50-50?
No, I couldn't do it.
It's great. It's bittersweet. Like it's going to get dusty in the room when you watch it, but it's a good, you know what I mean? It's a good heartfelt, not a downer. It's like, a song that like, you're like, I don't want to listen to that. And like the next thing you know, you're 4 minutes in, you're like, yeah, this is the best song ever.
Got it. Okay.
So this is a heartfelt, also very funny and true to life. That is very true to life. I was thinking specifically, so Joseph Gordon-Levitt gets diagnosed with a spinal tumor, mm-hmm. and they gave him a 50-50 shot of beating it, right, through chemotherapy and surgery and all that shit. And at one point, he has to tell his parents, a subplot, really effective subplot, his dad is like suffering from severe dementia. And mom is played by not Allison Janney. What's her face? Houston, Angelica Houston.
Oh, okay.
She's great. He has to tell his parents what's going on. And his mom's already feeling very isolated, as you can imagine, you know, with the husband and everything, who still lives at home, even though she probably be in a home. And so he sits him down and he tells him what's going on. His mom has this shocked look on her face. And like holds it for like, you know, a three count and just goes, I'm moving in, it's a very funny line, a very funny moment in the movie. My mother at one point, presented me with, printouts from, Craigslist. She goes, here's some apartments I'm thinking about renting in LA. And I was like, Mom, I love you very much. This will never happen. Please, please do not do this.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want. You'll learn. Hopefully, you'll never learn.
Yeah.
But if you're afflicted with a situation like this, an added level of, I'll just call it stress.
Yeah.
Not that my mother stresses me out, but
it's
like
not that
having a parent like all of a sudden come to live in your neighborhood is like
extra.
A level of mishigas, as your people might say. You just don't need. And so I was laughing at how true to life. How funny and how insightful that scene was.
Wow. Okay.
So short answer, 50-50. Very true to my experience. Very funny. Very heartfelt. Anna Kendrick is in it, and she's fantastic. Seth Rogen is in it, and he plays almost – he is the straightest version of Seth Rogen I've ever seen in the movie. You know, like the best friend.
Sure. Oh,
it chokes me out every time. There's a girl reveal where like – I'll just say there's a grim reveal involving a book, and it's fantastic. I highly recommend 50-50. It is not the homework that you're probably thinking it is.
Yeah, like funny people, and like I can't.
Oh no, no offense to the wonderful creatives involved with that movie, but 50-50 is a five-star movie. It's great.
Gotcha. Great. And why are you so smug? The world may never know.
That's for you, I assume.
Yeah. Oh, right. I mean, I'm just, have you seen me? I'll answer your question with a question.
Good news, everyone. 50-50 is streaming on Stars.
Oh.
If you happen to be a subscriber, otherwise you can rent it for $3.99 all across the board.
Great. I saw one other question, and I can give I guess it's technically a two-word answer to it. Larry Bill asked, what's our favorite old-school red and white check tablecloth Italian restaurant? Do you have one?
I didn't see that question, so let me think about it.
It was on your ex-Twitter. All right.
Gina, I have a brain tumor.
Right.
I don't see a lot of things.
Understood. There's a lot of great hole in the wall Italian in LA, but as far as the Valley goes, and there's some favorites, but Little Tony's in North Hollywood is when I brought my mom in there, she's like, I feel like I'm in Chicago like 50 years ago. It's just that old school feel. The food is great. You know, you're in the leather banquettes, but it's not, you know, overpriced. Gary co-signs Little Tony's. Great everything. Little Tony's. That's my answer for that one.
Nice. Because it appeals to young and old. We go to Guido's a lot in West LA. That is Tessa's favorite place, as well as her grandparents' favorite place. The food is
fair to Midland.
You know, closer to Midland.
Midland.
That said, it's a cool atmosphere. It's got the red booths and all the old school Italian. It's got the train set going on across the giant brick fireplace.
Nice.
In fact, it was featured not as Guido's because it's so old school. I recognized a scene from the movie Air was shot in that restaurant because they had to make it look like 1984.
Oh, that's funny.
So there's one to Guido's.
Oh, that is funny.
A little better in the same neighborhood, better food is Vito's on Ocean Park. That is a solid old school place. It feels like it's got a little like a,
oh, Vito's is awesome.
Vito's great. It's got a little bit like Goodfellas in the Copa. You know what I mean? It's got a little bit of that flavor to it.
Vito's is even more old school Italian checkered tablecloth than Little Tony's. Vito's is a little higher end.
You know what? I have not been to Little Tony's, so I can't say. But Vito's is very approachable.
Yes, but like, don't wear your hat and your ripped jeans. Okay?
Don't wear a hoodie.
Yeah, they'll take you to task and they'd be right.
You know what's sad? I see lots and lots of hoodies at Guido's.
Oh.
It's sad.
Yeah. We say Vito's over Guido's.
V over G.
Right. Okay, good. Well, I'm glad we did that. We'll have more.
Yeah, good questions. Well, we got more, but we'll do them on a future episode, as well as if you guys want to interact, send us questions at Paul Bryan at Gina Grad.
And there's nothing, it's funny, there's nothing we won't answer. There's just some stuff we can't answer because we don't have an answer. You know what
I mean?
We'll
make something up.
Okay. Like there's like lots of like hot goss questions and I'm like,
oh, sure.
I don't know. I don't have an answer.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. So if that's a good enough answer for you, then we're happy to read the question and be like, I don't know. And then we'll try something else that we can answer. Next week, can I please tease this?
Please.
We're not just having a plastic surgeon on. We're having my plastic surgeon on.
The one who screwed up your nasal?
No, the one who did right by my boobs.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So that's kind of fun, huh?
Do you think you keep someone? Is it a he or a she?
She.
Does she keep on her wall like a hunting trophy?
Like taxidermized? That's right. She scored a big game. Yeah. You can ask her. I'm sure that won't be humiliating for you at all.
That's a 2-point puck. That's dumb. That was stupid.
Stupid. So that'll be really interesting. And
yes, very exciting.
As we record this, I'm going somewhere tomorrow morning in the rain, unfortunately, that is so insane. I cannot wait to tell you all about it. I don't know.
That's all we get.
I'm going to say, I don't know how I got roped into this, pun intended. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say.
Oh, man. And then you've whetched my appetite.
So
my interest.
We'll do all that next week. Pretty please. I know you hear this at the end of every podcast, but like, we really mean it. Like if you can like this and subscribe to it and give a little 5-star review, or don't even review it, just put 5 stars. It really helps us. Like really, really. It's free for you. It takes 10 seconds. Like wherever you listen, please just do that for us. That
would be light nice. Lifting.
Light. Oh, so light. And of course, at Gina Grad, at Bald Brian on Twitter and on Instagram. Reach out with questions and, you know, constructive compliments. And we'll see you soon.
See you guys.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to The Brian and Gina Show. To get in touch with the hosts or buy their books, hit them up at Bald Brian and at Gina Grad on Twitter and Instagram, or by email at podcasts@lamag.com. To get connected with LA Magazine, hit them up at LA Mag on Twitter and Instagram. Talk soon.